like, where were you born, and then also just what was, like, your family dynamic, if that makes sense?
Okay. I was born in Tabriz, Iran, a long time ago. there's five brothers, no sisters. Oh. So we have no sisters to deal about or kill anybody because Masmin is our sister. Family dynamic, I mean, poor. Came from a very poor family. So it's like everything we did in life was like hard work to get where we are now. Yeah, I've been working since I was 14. No, 13. And everybody in the family has been working since then. And now we're here now.
Okay.
After our fourth store.
Fourth store?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess, how long were you in Iran for?
I was in Iran till second grade, and then we had to leave.
Okay. Yeah. And why did you have to leave?
My dad was on death row.
Oh, dang.
No, yeah. Because he was a political figure.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm a Kurd, Kurdish people, we don't have our own country.
Yeah.
So he spoke out against the government, and they caught him. So, and then in Iran, if you're on death row on holidays, they let you go back home to visit the family before, you know. And my dad just decided to all run away. And so we left.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well,
that's intense.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So it wasn't a hard decision to make for him. It was kind of just like, about to die. I'm coming back to my family. Like, let's get out of here.
Yeah. Like, the thing was, like, him and my older brother ran away first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we had to run away.
So you didn't all go together?
No. Because, okay. They found out that they had run away, so they came after us.
Okay.
And I was in second grade. Yeah.
You were young. How old were you?
Six, seven.
Yeah, that's...
And then my little brother, who was, three, four?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all 3 years apart.
Yeah.
So if I was seven, the other one was four, the other one was one. So it's we couldn't take any vehicles with us, so we couldn't use the passport to run away. So it's we ran, over the mountains and shit. And then we were getting chased by the government. And all I remember is running and getting shot at. So that was that. It was fun.
It's
adrenaline rushing, you mean?
To be honest, I don't remember that really.
Yeah.
I was just running.
Yeah. So it's not,
I was running. My mom had to carry my younger brother.
So you were on
and
foot?
Then, no, yeah, we Straight were like crossing running. Mountain, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then I had to carry my younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I mean, that's too much for a 7-year-old, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went to Turkey, which was worse because Turkey doesn't like the Kurds.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we lived there for 2.5 years. I wasn't allowed to go to school because I was a Kurd. So it's 2 years of no school.
2 years of...
Yeah. Yeah, 2.5 years of no school. And everywhere we went, we were labeled as a Kurd. We couldn't work because we were a Kurd, so we couldn't have a job. And working-wise, I was shining shoes, polishing shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. Sold gum. Stole cigarettes. Sold them. So, yeah. That was Turkey.
So did you do that when you were, seven? You said you were there for 2.5 years.
2.5 years. So it's, seven...
To, nine years old, and you were doing all that thing.
Yeah. Well, 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
10 and a half.
And how are you labeled as Kurd? Did people... Was it how you looked? Is that...
Language. Because we didn't know the language. Okay. So it's when we go there,
people automatically know.
They would know that you're Kurd because Kurdistan is part of Iraq, Iran, Turkey, and Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So it's when you go to Turkey, they know you're Kurd by you speaking.
Okay.
So it's they knew who we were. So it's we couldn't do anything. Yeah.
Dang. Was your dad and brother there, too? Is that where they went?
The whole family
went?
Was there, yeah.
Okay, everyone was
they
there.
Got there before we did.
Yeah.
Set everything up. And they were working just the same way I was working. But they weren't polishing shoes. There were other Kurdish establishments who were hiring, so they were working there.
Okay.
So, yeah. So my dad was a translator over there, yeah.
Okay. And why did your dad originally go to Turkey? Did you all know other people that went to Turkey?
No, that was the closest.
Why? That was just close?
That was the closest, yeah.
Okay.
And Iraq, during that time, we couldn't go because Saddam was still in power.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's we couldn't run there. And Syria was too far. Mm. And Turkey was the closest place to go. Yeah.
Okay. And then where'd you all go out to Turkey?
Oh, we came here.
Okay.
We came here through the UN.
So what year?
Early 2000.
Dang.
How old were you?
11.
Right.
Yeah, I just turned 11. Because we got here January, so December I turned 11.
And what was the biggest deciding factor? You're finally, and we're gonna come here.
Well, we didn't have an option.
Yeah.
The UN was a lottery. picked a U.S. game.
Did you come
up
straight to Harrisonburg? Or?
Yeah, okay. Straight to Harrisonburg. Okay.
Was it how was it easy or like?
I mean,
how'd you guys like? How exactly did you?
A lot easier. Well, airplane. Like, okay, cool. The U.N. sent us here, but when we got here, it was a lot easier. A lot of weight was off our shoulders, so it
felt like relief.
Yes. Yeah. A lot. But the funny thing is, like, when we got here, the year later, 9/11 happened.
Hmm.
So it's like it was even worse
timing,
because so it's like we left Iran, left Turkey, and then got here. It was more segregation because we're Muslim during 9/11.
Mm-hmm. That's when like it all sparked.
Yeah, and like it's not for 11/11 because I was in seventh grade when it happened. For your teachers and friends, turn around, and look at you. Like, why is your people doing this?
Like,
yeah, you know.
So it's like that was my whole. Explain,
yeah, like I'm like that's not even me. That's the Taliban. Yeah. That's like we're over here, they're over there.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, fun times. Indeed.
Sounds
all right. Okay, let's see. I guess you said a year after you came is when 9/11 happened. But then what was? Did you feel welcomed that first year here? You were here. Like, did you? Was there a large Kurdish community here?
There was at least like 80 families.
Oh wow!
Now it's over 1,000+.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah,
so did you know some of the families when you came here? Nope. Okay, it was purely like you pulled from a lottery with the UN, came to Harrisonburg just because like they told you to, and you didn't know anybody here.
No, nobody.
Okay.
When we came here, like, there was a couple of family at the airport waiting for us because, like, the UN lets the refugee department here know, and they send the Kurdish family, whoever's here, to come pick
just
us up at the
airport.
Just,
like, any random family?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you feel welcomed here the first year? Okay. And was it because of the Kurdish community? Was it because of the entire community in general?
I mean, the life
here
was here different. So it's like, it was easier to adapt to. And there was nothing to be scared of.
Okay.
And then 9/11 happened, and did you feel like there was some backlash, or you said that your friends and people were turning to you, being like, why did this happen?
Yes.
So how did that affect you?
I guess it made me stronger.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I was already going through all the stuff. I was already used to it, because like a 7-year-old, you're running from the mountain, like in the mountains, and you get shot at, like, what else is left?
Yeah.
That's true.
But the thing was, it was harder for my parents.
Like, because, was it hard for were they getting backlash, or was it hard to, like, watch you have to go?
It was hard for us to watch them go through that process again.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's almost my whole life they went through it. So it's like, it was a new beginning for us to come here, and then bam.
It's happening
all
again
over
in, like, a
again.
New country.
Yeah.
You know? And you're trying to, like, leave it.
Yeah. I mean, it was tough for my mom.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because she left the whole family over there. And now she's here by herself, other than us.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people are, like, looking at us anywhere we go. Because she had the traditional, like, hijab and stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, everywhere we went, we would hear on the camera, like, this aisle camera focus, you know? So it was hard.
True.
Dang. So what jobs did you have any? Well, I guess, yeah.
McDonald's. Here.
McDonald's?
No, like, the first job you got?
No, yeah.
Okay.
McDonald's, the Marshalls.
Okay.
Sheets. I've had a lot of jobs.
Okay.
A lot of jobs.
I like random stuff.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mr. Sheldon. How are you?
I'm good.
You doing well?
I'm doing good.
Alright. Is there a way to pause this?
We could probably do that thing where you cut out.
Okay, that's fine.
I love it. I don't work at the gym anymore. I go to 24/7.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot cheaper. It's closer to my house.
Good. Now, how's everything going?
Good. Busy.
Is this picking up or like?
I don't know.
I'm doing good, man.
Okay. What are the questions? Oh, so did you see what time we started?
Hello?
I'm trying to look like you when I get older.
We started 9 minutes ago. It times it right here.
Alright, where were we?
Watch it be like not recording us, not getting
it. That'd be so upsetting. well, jobs. So you said you've had like all types of jobs. I guess you worked at a gym. Is that
well,
what you said?
Well, I used to work out. But the thing is, like, I'm an independent personal trainer.
Okay.
So I go to your gym. I don't work at a specific gym.
Oh, cool.
So I do my own pricing. They don't do the pricing for me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. And when you first came, what jobs did your parents have?
Cargill.
Where was it?
Cargill.
Okay.
The turkey factory.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
okay.
like, to be honest, like, when a foreigner comes here, they don't have any options to go anywhere else. As soon as they get here, they just,
whatever,
like,
can make you, like, the money.
Not even that.
Quickest,
or... Not even that. It's, like... The people around here is like, they stay to themselves. So if there's a good job, they don't tell them.
Yeah.
They take them to the shitty establishments.
Mm-hmm.
And bam, there you go. You work there.
Yeah. Do your parents still work there?
No.
Okay.
No, not anymore. I mean, I'm working now, so they're relaxing now. Because they took, what, 18 years, take care of me. So it's like my turn
your
now.
Your turn, yeah. No, definitely.
Like, and there's five brothers, so it's like that, all of us working hard, so they get to just relax now.
Relax in their, like, old age and stuff.
No, yeah.
That's what my dad says, too. My dad's always like, make sure you get a good job so you can take care of me.
Yeah. That was high school life? Because even high school life wasn't that great.
Yeah. Just because it was high school, or, like, why?
No, because, like, when you go from 7 till senior year, you had no friends.
Yeah.
And then the foreigners, you know? That's all we did. Until senior year, I played football. And then I guess I was good. So it's like, they're like, oh, we'll be your friends again.
So did you have, like, trouble making friends in high
school?
Or were you only friends
all
with, like,
my
specific...
All my friends were African Americans, Hispanics, and the Kurds. I had no Caucasian friends until, like, senior year.
Yeah.
Because they were still looking at me the same way.
Like, they didn't, like, warm up to you until...
No. Like, they were all my best friends when I got there. Like, 6 through 7. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as that happened, it's like...
Really? They, like, switched up?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. I thought that you just, like, came and... Wow, that's messed up.
No, I mean, it's life. You get used to it.
Yeah, that's true.
No, yeah. You adapt to the situation.
Yeah.
Which we were used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're used to change now, and, like, how do you take change? This is probably not...
The same way.
Okay.
It's like, since I'm... My whole life I had to change situations, environments, people. So it's like, it's easy for me now.
Okay.
It's like, I like that.
Yeah.
I changed.
Okay. Dang. So I guess you joined football in high school. Were you part of anything else? Like, you didn't have to be in high school, but...
I mean, the Kurdish club. I was the president.
Nice.
Hey.
I got cut for soccer, freshman, sophomore. Let David know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, freshman, sophomore, and junior got cut.
You got cut? Why?
The coach wasn't very too open to Muslims.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, I got cut.
Were you goalie in high school, or did you still...
No, yeah,
have
goalie.
Have you been goalie your entire
goalie,
life?
My whole life.
Yeah, okay.
And then I got cut, but then, like, several years later, I had 2 professional tryouts.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like... Like, I'm saying, that throws you off.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Like, I got cut from a high school team, but now these professional teams want me.
And the funny thing was, like, I got injured on both tryouts. Mm-hmm. So, like, all I'll do is now, well, I stopped coaching. I used to coach at EMU. I was assistant coach for men's soccer. So it's like, maybe I take my skill somewhere else.
Yeah.
Bigger school, maybe. You know? Yeah.
Okay. Dang. Okay. Let's see. Did you have any expectations before coming... Now, I guess we're backtracking.
No, yeah.
But did you have any expectations before coming to Harrisonburg, to America?
The thing was, like, back home, always to see the movies.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, like, Wild West and, like Detroit and the shooting, New York and stuff.
Okay.
So when we got... Like, when we got when we got here, it was the opposite. We're like... what's going on?
This not the
movies. Yeah, that's not the movies we saw. Because, like, back home, it's illegal to have American channels. Mm. So it's like, when the DVDs come, everything's censored.
Okay.
Or the, not DVDs, cassette players. Everything's censored. So we'll see, like, bits and pieces. And then we came here, wasn't the same. And it was, like, uncensored, I guess. So it was
like,
different.
America was, like, the uncensored movie.
Basically.
Version,
So, yeah.
Okay.
It was different.
And
but it was easy to adapt to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're used to all this change in adaptation and stuff. You said back home. So do you still consider Iran home, or?
Well, all my family's there.
Okay.
Everybody in family's there.
Okay.
I have 2 homes here and there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, I can't really go back and live there anymore because, well, I can't go back, period. Because my name is on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
So you never can go back?
No, the last time I went was before 18, because when you turn to 18 in the Iran government, you have to join the military for 2 years.
Okay.
So if I go back...
You're just putting yourself in that situation.
Yeah, I have to join the military, and then when I join the military, the U.S. is going to be like, why are you joining the Iranian military, not the American? So it's like, I could lose my citizenship here.
Okay.
And my citizenship there.
So you have dual citizenship?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you said before you were 18, did you go back at all?
Oh, when I was 2006.
2006.
No,
okay.
I like 2004.
Okay, so you went back once.
Yes, that
and
was it.
What was that experience like?
I mean, it was very brief.
Okay.
Still had to smuggle myself back and then forth. Yeah.
Really?
No, oh, yeah. I mean, I couldn't go
smuggle,
back.
Smuggle. So did you like walk? Like you walked there?
Well, this
and
time,
back, or,
this
like,
time
you...
we had like cousins in Iraq.
Okay.
Who came with
pick
us?
You up. Okay.
Yeah, so it was easier.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, it was still horses, like,
yeah,
going across the mountain stuff, but
so
there was
nobody
shooting at us.
What made you, like, because it was still a little risky, so what made you go back? Was it to see, okay, to see them?
My mother wanted to see her parents because she hadn't seen them since, what, 97?
Okay.
So she had to, like, you know, see your parents.
Okay. Has her parents or any of your family over there visited you all here? They can't?
They can't because U.S. and Iran don't get along.
So they can't, like, leave at all?
We could go visit them, but they can't come here.
Okay.
And then you have to apply for a bunch of crap for them to come here. And it takes, like, it's been taking, what, 18, 19 years, yeah?
It's not, like, worth it.
No.
Yeah.
No, because we applied for them in 2002. No, like, 2004 when we became a citizen. And then since then, we've been waiting on paperwork.
Okay.
You're so still waiting?
Oh, yeah. Because U.S. and Iran don't get along.
Yeah.
We're not best friends. Yeah.
Okay.
So they can't come here.
Okay. How often does, you said mostly your mom and her parents, how often does she talk to them? Like,
well,
on the phone
she
and
could
stuff?
Go back because she didn't keep my dad's last name. She kept her own, so she'd go back.
Okay, so she has, like, no connection technically to your
basically,
dad because your dad's the one that was banned.
Yeah,
and then
because, like,
walk.
I have the same last
name.
Only my younger brother could go because, like, times have changed.
Okay.
So I was like, they're not going to take a little kid and, like, you know, put him to jail.
Okay.
So it's like those two could go back. But, yeah. I can't go back.
Okay.
I haven't seen my grandparents since 2004.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 2018 now.
Oh, yeah. Well, 19 almost.
19, yeah.
Next month.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Just made me think about the new year.
I know.
For real. Christmas in 2 weeks.
So, digging into... I want to know, like, do you, like, practice any religion currently?
The thing is,
you...
like, my family's Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
We practice Islam all our life.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I see myself, like, just do good to people.
Yeah.
Because I see religion as, like, something to hold
so you don't
back
have, like,
to keep you in control.
So you don't have, like, a very specific label?
No.
Like, you don't, like, okay,
no.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
I believe in everything.
I agree. I am, like, the exact same.
No.
Way, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you have a good heart,
mm-hmm,
and treat people in a nice way, that's how I see it. And
yeah,
believe in something. So it's like, I believe in God. Like,
yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, like, so if you grew up, you said your whole family is Muslim and practice.
Yes.
So when did you, I guess, when did you, so you don't practice anymore though, right?
I mean, to be honest, nobody in the family still does, like, they don't
okay
practice anymore. Because my parents
did,
have been mellow
okay
since the beginning, like, they weren't forcing us.
Okay.
Because the more strict you are, the more idiot you become later in life.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's a good mentality to have, yeah.
So it's like, my dad was very mellow. He's like, he gave us the opportunity, like, to decide what we wanted.
That's nice. That's
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because
he gave us an option. He's like, this. Because, like, my dad went to school for, like, religion. So it's like, he got his master's and everything.
Okay. So he's aware of, like, everything?
He's aware of everything. So it's like,
okay.
So it's like, he was very mellow about it. So it's like, he's like, it's, you guys are grown. You're so indecision.
You
choose
do what you
want
to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm not forcing you to one thing.
Okay. And then, what about language when you came here? Did you all know any English? Did any of
no
you know? Okay.
All we knew was, like, ABC.
Okay.
And then when we came here, I don't know if you heard of Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
That's how I learned my English.
Did you have the...
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z?
You never heard of that?
No.
Did you have the actual, like, ball? Like, the ones
no
you can throw?
No, I didn't, but I'm saying, like, that's how I learned my English.
Like, watch the show?
Yeah. Because, like, that's how I learned English. The Looney Tunes.
So that was, like, your first, like... learning of the language, Dragon Ball Z.
Well, we used to watch cartoons, but not when we got here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's all was on TV. Because I was still young, so we were watching cartoons. That's how I learned my English, by watching cartoons.
That's cool. So did you ever have to, like... So did you just, like, base it off that and then...
Yeah. And just use the...
Use that in the real world
no, yeah,
and then...
Yeah,
because,
like, we had lots
yeah
of Kurdish friends, and I told them not to speak to me in Kurdish.
Yeah.
So it's like... I could break out of my bubble
yeah
and get comfortable
and
so
still,
I, like, start speaking English, you know? So I got better at that.
Did the Harrisonburg schools, did they have, like, any... anything to help you in...
No, it was shit.
Okay, with... So, like, you were forced to just be in English, like, for math and, like, all these classes you had to take in... Dang, so there's nothing...
Yeah, Harrisonburg was stupid.
Okay.
It's like, I didn't know I had to take the SAT until, like,
yeah
a year after I graduated.
Oh, my gosh, okay.
No, yeah, because
they
weren't telling any foreigners...
They
don't tell
you
anything.
Yeah, they want you to figure it out on your own.
No, not even that.
Like,
everybody else knew because the counselors would tell them.
Yeah.
But it was the foreigners
so they're
who
trying to,
had no knowledge of anything. So they don't tell us anything.
They're trying to chip you, basically.
Yeah.
Because
Harrisonburg is a very close-minded city.
Yeah.
So everybody
is it still, do you think?
Some parts.
But you think it's gotten, like, the school system specifically?
It's still shit.
Better.
Still shit.
Mm. Wow.
Because I had to tell my younger brother, who's in high school now, mm-hmm. take the PSAT. And he took it. Because the counselor didn't tell him. They still don't. They still see you as another immigrant.
Interesting.
In the city. Even though he was born here.
Wow.
So it's like, they still see you as a different person. They don't consider you as one of them. Even though this whole nation was like, a bunch of immigrants came in. And started this country.
Yeah, I was going to say, we made this country.
It's a melting pot. It's a melting pot of like, every other culture around the world. The Asians came in from the railroads. Yeah. The Irish.
Where would we be?
The Italians.
Without immigrants.
For real.
Your family has like businesses and stuff. Do you want to look through? I'm not sure if I'm missing.
Oh yeah. Like, when did that like all start up? Like, how did the idea for that?
Well, my dad first opened up a windshield business when we lived in Oregon.
So you lived in Oregon?
Yeah.
When did you?
Portland. Well, we lived around. Like, yes, we lived in Harrisonburg. We lived in Harrisonburg and then moved to Newark, New Jersey. We lived in the ghetto for a whole year.
Okay.
Like, it was terrible.
Like, bad.
Yeah, Newark is terrible.
It was terrible. And
Newark is.
And we lived in the middle of the ghetto.
Yeah.
So it's like there was like shooting, stabbing.
No, Newark is the murder capital.
It was like normal.
Like,
it was
like crackheads in the hall, like that's on bad. The stairs doing drugs.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I was what, 8th grade? Still another life experience you adapt to.
Okay.
So that was that. And then my dad, if we would have stayed there, we would have been like very wealthy.
In Newark.
Because
business opportunities.
Okay.
So much. But the thing was, like, my dad moved back because of us, so we don't get affiliated with gang members.
Yeah.
And that's what all our apartments were. Okay. So it's like, it was like 1, 2, 3. The apartment we lived in was affiliated with the Bloods. And then right across the street, it was the Crips.
Okay.
So it's like every day was like shootings in the roads and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like you couldn't really go out to do anything. And there was no school buses in New Jersey.
So we
had to walk to school. Other than transit bus.
Yeah.
But transit bus, like, you have to pay for it. So I was like, we'll just walk.
Yeah.
So it was like, what, 5 miles a day, back and forth, walking, and seeing people, like, get jumped, fights. Normal stuff.
No, yeah. Right.
No, yeah. Well, to me, it is.
Yeah.
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 Did people, like, did you not get any, like, backlash there? Was it?
Not really. Because
like, there's so much more going on.
Not even that, because our parents, like, raised us better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we had friends who were like Kurds as well, but they were getting affiliated with it, but we just like stepped
back. So
it's like, we're like, you guys
you do
your own thing,
we'll
we're gonna
this.
Stay home play video games and not affiliate with
good
you
idea,
all.
Yeah.
So yeah,
okay,
that was life there. And then we moved back here my freshman year high school, graduated high school, and then my dad decided to move to Oregon because we have family there. We lived in Portland. So, my dad opened up a windshield business. That did well, but the weather was terrible. Because, like, you have, like, what, 2 months of no rain. It's all sun. And then the rest is, like, all freezing rain in the spring. So, it's like, we moved back. And my dad opened up his first hookah bar. It's called Brooklyn's Downtown. We did well, but we did very good. Because we had to sell that place, open up a second place, which was a lot bigger. Which was Vibe.
Vibe, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, and then like Vibe was doing well, and then we sold it. And then when we sold it, not even a year, they had to shut down.
Why?
Well, the shooting happened. Somebody died in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it got shooting, and somebody got killed.
Okay, yeah, did you?
Yeah.
The thing I noticed, like every business we had, after we sold it, they just crumbled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Any business who tried to like start up behind you?
Yeah, because we sold the business with them, them. So they try to continue, because like, I guess because of the culture, because hookah is like part of our culture.
Yeah,
so it's like if you have no knowledge of it,
you're not gonna.
It's like opening a Mexican restaurant, but like all the
white
cooks
people
are all the cooks are Asian.
Yeah,
you know, it's not gonna succeed.
Yeah, that's not true. Yeah.
It's not because you have no knowledge of the culture, so you're just like, you're just out there blind.
Yeah.
The same thing with Vibe, doing great, and then we sold it. Bam, to like less than 6 months, almost a year open. And it closed down.
Who did you sell it to? Like what?
It was a Caucasian dude.
Okay. Yeah. So failed.
And then I opened the one right on Neff, beside how these goes. Yeah, social.
Right.
I opened that place up because my dad he wanted to do nothing with it. So I was like, I'll open one up just to like fix our name, because everybody used to think Vibe was still us.
Yeah.
So I opened the place up to fix our name. And then my dad out of nowhere decided to come out of retirement.
I was like, so, no, yeah. I'm back.
Like, he's at the store working too, so it's like, I let everybody think he's the owner. So nobody comes to me, he deals with it.
Yeah.
I just deal with the paperwork.
He does all the dirty work.
Yeah. Well, it's not really dirty work when I do everything else behind the books, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like with the money and like.
He just deals with like the people up front.
Yes. Yeah. The needy people.
The needy people. Yes. The needy, like. Everything right
the
there
ones
there.
That come in are very needy. I'm like, Pops, go ahead. You do you.
I'll stay back here.
Yeah, I stay behind the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you run the bar and then you also are an athletic trainer?
Okay. I run the bar.
Okay.
I'm the assistant coach. Was doing it together. And on the side, I was doing personal training and I'm also a fitness nutritionist.
Jeez.
So it's like three jobs.
Okay. Are you still EMU assistant coach?
No, season's over.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm probably not going back. Because maybe, I don't know, go somewhere else.
Do something else, yeah.
Go to a different school. Something.
Go to a different school, leave Harrisonburg, or go to a different school in this area?
In this area, or maybe leave.
Okay.
I don't know. There's still so much to do. I haven't decided.
Yeah.
I might go to New Jersey, because there's a... I'm qualified for the Red Bulls, and what's the name? The Red Bulls soccer team, youth team. So I can apply for that. I already talked to somebody, that like, I have a 80% chance of getting hired for the goalkeeper coach. So yeah, there's still so much to do. I could open my own second place. I don't know.
So many options.
But yeah.
I'm trying to like still
options
figure out.
Options are endless.
No, yeah.
It's fine.
So you think like the businesses, how like what's like the year span of like the first business to like?
Well, from 2009 was the 2010 was the first business.
The first
business.
Time. Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, the first business was like 2010, and then so we sold that 2011. 6 months later, we opened the second place up. But then we took a year and a half break from Vibe to Social. So that was it.
So in that year and a half break, did you guys?
Everybody wants to hustle.
Worked a lot.
Work. I did Uber. I did Lyft. Was doing personal training. Let's see. Yeah.
When did you go to Oregon? So you went to, you were Harrisonburg, went back to Norwalk.
2008.
Thank you. Okay. And
yeah, 2008 went to Oregon, came back 2009.
Oh, so you were only there for a year?
Yeah.
But you went because family was there?
Yeah. Okay. And now the family's here now because they moved here too.
Oh, so you took them back with you?
Well, 10 years later.
Okay.
They decided to move down here.
Okay.
So yeah, that was that.
Yeah, I wanted to know if like the businesses like your reflect like your culture.
Yeah.
Like, do you think it helped like maintain or like shows Harrisonburg a little snip?
Well, the thing is like it has culture to people around here, so they know about like Kurds because like all the stores we opened up, so like they have knowledge of who we are. So it's like it opened up people's eyes.
Yeah.
Because, like, we have customers from Lexington come in, like, they have no clue who
confused,
we were.
Yeah.
Like, who are the Kurds? Now they know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
People from Crozet near Charlottesville, they come here and, like, they were hella backward. Now they're more cultured.
Yeah.
They try our food.
They learned, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's helped us a lot.
Do you think that, like, Kurdish community is, like, strong in Harrisonburg?
Very. Very strong. The thing was, like, anything we did, we're all united. It's like... Mm-hmm. Anything we do,
like, reflects on...
Yeah. Everyone,
yeah.
It's just their image. So it's like anything we do negative, like, bam. Because that's how the city is.
Yeah, yeah.
The Kurds are terrible people.
Like, one person could do something bad, and it would be like, all of you are bad.
It's like that for all Harrisonburg. Like, Hispanics do something. Like, oh, they're all bad because one person messed up. The Kurds are the same way.
Yeah.
Arabics are the same way.
Probably anyone who isn't Caucasian.
Facts.
Assume, yeah.
You're right. Because that's how the city is.
Yeah.
So does that make you feel like you have to tiptoe a little more, or you have to be cautious?
Or are you, like, used to it? And, like,
I guess both.
Yeah.
I'm used to it, because I've lived here for, like, what?
But it's still, like,
but still
annoying. It's still different and annoying, because, like, sometimes you got to be careful. And plus, now I'm the owner of a store.
Yeah.
So I got to be a lot more cautious for what I do.
Yeah, because then it'll reflect on this
everything,
business as well.
Everything.
As well.
Not just the business, my family,
like family
as well.
Yeah.
Because, like, anywhere you go, like, oh, you're Ali's brother. You have the same last name. We can't really... affiliated with you. So yeah.
Do you identify with like your American culture?
Our pride is so high. We're Kurdish American, not American Kurdish.
Yeah.
So, like, the current always comes first.
Yeah, so you identify with one more than the other. Definitely, yes. Yeah.
Okay. But either way, we're still American, but, like, yeah. The current always comes first. Mm-hmm. No matter where we go. Because our, like, our people, our pride is so high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, Kurd always comes first.
Yeah.
So even in Iran, we're Kurdish-Iranian. We weren't Iranian Kurds.
Mm-hmm.
We're Kurd-Iranian.
Yeah.
Iraqi, like, it's not Iraqi-Kurd. It's Kurdish of Iraq.
Okay.
Do you speak the language at home?
Yes.
So, yeah. No, like, do you speak English at all at home?
No. Because my dad didn't want us to forget our culture.
Yeah, I feel that, yeah. That's how my mom was. I'm, like, half Thai. So, yeah, I have to speak only Thai at home.
Well, that's
just
good.
Great, like, actually.
Like,
I can know two languages.
No, yeah.
And so you all, your entire family, like, five brothers and your two parents, you all live in the same house?
Culture, we all live.
Okay.
Like, my brother has his wife and kid there, too, so they live in the basement.
So it's just going to always be like that, like...
Build a house beside it, build it next to it, just expand it.
Okay, because you had also said that, like, having a job, like, you would take care of your parents now, even though your dad came out of retirement, but...
No, yeah.
Okay, so it's all just part of the culture. You
all
are staying together, like, no matter what.
No matter what.
Okay.
Because the family that eats... They all stay together. And so, like,
the family,
all,
you eat together.
Yeah,
no, there's a saying.
No, yeah,
the family
I can't. I forgot the rest.
Eat together.
But I'm saying, like,
together,
the thing of our culture is, like, if the family goes hungry, you're hungry. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like we all eat together.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like.
And if you're all down,
person,
you're all down together.
Together, yeah.
Yeah.
And you all come up together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you see my dad struggling, I'm struggling too.
Okay.
So not just that on one person's shoulder. It's all of us.
So it's like. So would you say your culture is kind of like a community? Because American culture seems to be very individualistic.
Yes.
So would you...
Like
okay, so you're more community-centered rather than... Okay.
Well, we're more, it's not really community. It's more family-centered.
Okay.
It's all about the family. Family always comes first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said that Kurdish community here is very strong, too. So would you say... I don't know. Is your family only your blood-related family? Or would you say you have family outside of that?
To be honest, like, if you dig back the ancient history, we're probably somewhere related to the Kurds, too. Because, like, my grandfather and my great-grandfather used to go back and forth between Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, because the only job you could have back then, because you were a Kurd, like, smuggle cigars and cigarettes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, they probably had, like, some kind of relatives there that we have no knowledge of. So, yeah. It's possible.
Your connect ancestry.
Something like that. But the thing is, like, none of us, like, if you try to look into it, you're not going
to
find anything.
Yeah.
Because we don't
have
any records
so
of it. Not even that. There is none.
Oh.
There is none. It's not like here.
Yeah.
Over here, you could date back to anything back in dinosaur ages.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, not like that. Because there were no records of it.
Yeah.
Everybody was scared of how many kids they had or, like, whatever,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah. There's no records of it.
So do you plan to stay in Harrisonburg for, like, the rest of your life?
I don't know
or,
yet.
Like,
I have no clue.
Too far ahead.
Too far ahead. I plan one day ahead. Because I might not wake up tomorrow.
That's true. I agree. Oh, do you like Harrisonburg?
I don't mind it.
I don't mind.
I realize I gotta, like, sometimes dumb down.
Yeah. No, I definitely feel that.
Because, like, I'm at the bar. I talk to people. I have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I realize I'm like, I need to mellow down.
Yeah.
Act like a bro.
Oh,
I see.
Really?
I kind of, like, assimilate.
Basically.
To other people.
Basically, like, I gotta get down to their level. Because they have no knowledge of anything in the world.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all we could talk about is, like...
It can only go so far. Yeah.
To be honest, it can't really go far. Like,
yeah.
Because, like, they have no knowledge of anything outside America.
Yeah. So it's like a, hey, how are you conversation.
Basically, how's your day? Like, what are you going through?
What did you do today? Yeah.
So I'm basically a psychiatrist behind the bar.
Yeah. That.
I listen to
good bartender.
Yeah. I listen to your problems and give you advices.
It's a good quality.
You're not going to listen, but I'm going to give you advices.
Any more of your story that you feel like you want to share?
Well, my parents are open to marriage outside of culture, if that's
mm-hmm.
important.
Okay.
So, like, they don't mind. They're free.
Okay,
like, they're open. They're open-minded. Because, like, my brother's wife is Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Filipino Roman Catholic. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I definitely have a few friends who are raised Muslim that it's not okay for them to be like.
It depends who the parents are.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
What about not just man and woman marriages and stuff like that? How's your family with like that sort of stuff?
They're open-minded.
Open-minded. Pretty sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, that's not really my business. Like, our family's business. Like, if you're into it, like, go for it.
Yeah.
whatever you're into.
That's good.
Talk about, like, what are your political views?
I really don't have any.
Yeah.
Every time I vote, it's been, like, liberals.
Yeah. Blue.
I didn't care about anybody else.
Anything that's blue.
I think the only time I actually voted for somebody was Obama, his first term. And that was it. I don't really pay attention. It brings negativity to my life.
Yeah.
And, like the way now the world is going, everybody's opinion is irrelevant to somebody else, so I can't really voice my opinion. Like, you're being like, oh, no, yours is wrong. And then when you say, I'm like, oh, yours is wrong.
Yeah.
And then she says, oh, yours is wrong. So it's like, we can't really agree on something the way the society is going.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, everybody's opinion is wrong.
Yeah, that's true. Because everyone has such a different opinion.
Because, you know, like, back then it was a lot easier. We all agreed on something. Nowadays we don't. Because the way media's going.
Social media's big.
The news, the presidents.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we can't really agree on anything. That's why we left Iran.
Yeah.
Because it was like that then. Because I think America's 25 years behind of everywhere else in the world.
Yeah. Like, I thought the way we
were. But people here think, like, we're so much ahead in everything. But mm-hmm. No. We're behind. The stuff I was going through in Iran, it's happening here now, at this time. We weren't supposed to be so much ahead of everybody else in the world.
If you had a choice, would you have came to Harrisonburg? Is that, like, a weird question? Or are you too young to decide? Or does it not even matter?
It doesn't really matter. Yeah. Everywhere we would have went, it would have been the same.
Yeah. Thing.
The same 9/11 would have happened.
Yeah.
Same thing.
It's way different.
Like, if I had the option, I'd go to Europe. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That sounds great. Just, like, no America at all.
Because, like, all, like, half of my dad's relatives live in Europe.
Where in Europe?
My aunt lives in Finland, Helsinki.
Okay.
My cousin lives in Manchester. I have a cousin that lives in London. I have family in Germany.
That's so cool.
And I have family in Italy, which they don't know we exist because, like, I dated some stuff back that was actually available.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bunch of Italian family. That are in Italy now, and I dated back to the Renaissance ages. They had the same last name as we did. They were from a very wealthy family in Fiorentina.
Did you do one of those, like, 23andMe, or, like, is that what you mean by dated back? Like, heritage doc? What are those, like?
Ancestry. Yeah, something like that. Like, I was randomly on there. I was like, I typed my last name, like, you have all
just
this family
to
in Italy.
Check it out, yeah.
Yeah. And there's a dude in the Italian national team who has a very similar last name to mine, and has the same meaning.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's like, I know we have family around. And my grandfather was fluent in Russian. So, he could have been Russian. I know we're part German as well. Because when that tribe came in, they went everywhere. So, yeah.
So, you talk a lot about, like, keeping negativity out and bringing positivity in. Or I think you don't talk a lot about it, but it kind of just seems to be, like, a theme of yours. Is that...
Did it make...
I mean, my whole life
has
been negative.
Is that mindset make the,
yeah, my,
like,
my whole, like,
really
my
easier?
Whole life has been negative, so it's like, I try to stay positive.
That's a good, Because I feel like in some cases, some people would have experiences like yours and be, like, down for the rest of their lives.
Like, I realized, like, I don't even get offended at stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Like, my friends come in, they joke, make a bunch of terrorist jokes. I just laugh at it. I'm like,
And it doesn't affect you at all?
No. As long as, like, this, like, parents were not involved.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
I just laugh at it.
I feel that.
No, yeah. Make a bunch of jokes. It doesn't really hurt me anymore. It used to in the beginning. Mm-hmm. It was tough in 7th grade.
Yeah, definitely. You're a kid.
Yeah,
when you were in
tough.
7th grade, did you stand up for those jokes? Or, like, stand up for your
or did you just let
things?
People, like,
or did
I mean,
you just kind of listen?
There was not a week that I didn't get in a fight over some stupid.
Did you, like, think it was going to get better? Or, like,
at that time,
just,
no.
No, you're just like, this is
great. At the time, no. And then senior year hit, I played football.
And you're like,
I got a sword of some slate. It wasn't a full ride, but, like, if I would have played one more year, I would have had a full ride to Tech.
Yeah. Like, you're
for football?
Good.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess that's when we started becoming my friends, because I was like, it's good enough.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Ali, I'm like, but you.
Yeah.
Y'all suck.
Bye.
Get out of my life. I'm going to fill you with y'all.
Yeah.
And then turn my friends over there.
Definitely.
And my Hispanic friends. I'm like, hey.
I'm good at football, guys.
This was American football, not soccer.
Yeah, no, I assumed that.
No, yeah. So, yeah. I should have played in high school. I could have played my senior year. And I was like,
What made you not? What were you like?
Because I was scared I'd get cut again.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't give me a specific reason why I got cut.
Yeah.
They just cut me. They didn't tell me to work on this
for
next
season.
Did you just keep playing soccer? Did you keep playing soccer outside, though? And he was, like, with friends and pickup and that stuff?
That was it. Everything I learned from soccer was from YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you just
Because I didn't get the training in high school.
Yeah.
Because I got cut. So I was watching YouTube. I haven't missed a United game because I'm a big Manchester United fan.
Yeah.
I haven't missed a game since 98.
Okay.
I could wake up, like, 7 a.m. watch the games.
That's pretty funny.
So it's like everything I learned is from like watching TV. Again, just like English, watching cartoons. Mm-hmm. So,
I thought you meant in person for a second. I was like, wow, you go to every United game.
That's a lot of traveling. That'd be pretty sweet,
awesome,
though.
Yeah,
be in Manchester every Sunday.
Yeah.
That'd
be great.
Just live there.
I wish.
Yeah.
You said that you... Well, I guess you got injured for both of your trials, but what professional teams did you...
Well, one was a Scandinavian team. It was like a tier 4 team.
Okay.
And then other one was a Division 5 German team. Okay. Division 5 German team, I messed up my shoulder, which is still messed up.
Okay.
I can't really lift my arm.
Is that what happens to it?
It's a little wobbly.
Okay.
And then the Scandinavian team, like Scandinavian, I mean Sweden, I tore my meniscus.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, I guess professional is not for me. Yeah. So I started coaching.
Okay.
I was coach at Fort Defiance High School and then Broadway High School, assistant coaches. And then EMU 2 years later.
Yeah.
For 2 seasons, not 2 years later.
Sweet.
And by coaching at college, I realized like I could easily make the teams.
Like, based off of like what?
The talent of all the schools we played.
Mm-hmm.
Even like watching some JMU games, I'm like,
you can make a JMU team. Or
like if I had the proper training, I would have made it.
Like the college team?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I thought you were talking about professional.
No. I'm a professional. Yeah, I could see myself not like D1 caliber or D2, maybe D3. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, also, I didn't get to go to college because I had to work.
Mm.
And I didn't take the SATs.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So,
because you didn't know about the SATs because they didn't tell you.
So, after high school, you just, like, straight...
Work.
Like, straight into work.
Work.
Yeah. Making money.
Work.
Was that in, like, the first business, the windshield?
No, I graduated 06.
Okay.
Yeah, 2006, I graduated high school. Mm. Yeah, so it's like, I went to Blue Ridge, and then I realized school wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, like, I didn't want to go to elementary school all over again. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
So it's like, I didn't want to do it. And then I saw my parents were struggling.
Yeah, so,
so we started working.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's when I started working Marshalls.
Okay, so this is when you started working like Marshalls, McDonald's.
No, McDonald's was like...
Okay.
Junior high school.
Okay.
And then Marshalls. And then Sheets.
Yeah.
Walmart for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a year and a half because I went back again. And then I've been working at the restaurant since then.
Sweet.
Yeah. What about your brothers? Did they? I know you still have one brother left in high school, or is there multiple? Like, are they after high school? Did they go straight into business too? Or
one is at EMU.
Okay.
Doing business, and I was his coach for soccer.
That's nice.
Because
okay.
He plays goalie.
Cool.
One just came back from the Philippines with his wife. He got his bachelor's in the Philippines. For biochemist.
Cool.
Science.
And his wife has a bachelor's for RN, so they could all easily work here. My older brother just graduated for bioengineering at EMU, and now he lives in Northern Virginia, and he wants to continue school for a surgeon or something. I don't know. He does something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
And then the younger one's in 10th grade now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's everyone.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
you're very welcome
for letting us interview you and sharing your story.
Indeed.
Yeah. David.